Today is Tuesday, January 19th. We're talking about President Trump's final full day as the nation's leader and how the process to get the next president's team in place is already underway. Also, how the country will come together tonight to remember the lives lost to COVID-19 and what you can do to take part. Plus, which travel companies have new rules ahead of tomorrow's inauguration day? What cause inspired an anonymous donor to give $40 million? And another week of no winners means historic jackpots grow even bigger. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today is President Trump's last full day in the White House. And in one of his final acts as president, he's expected to issue as many as 100 more pardons and commutations. Presidents are allowed to give pardons to those charged with federal crimes, and it frees them from facing any more punishment. This time around, unnamed administration officials told news outlets like Reuters, Axios, and more, this round of pardons will include some big names, some low-level drug offenders, and some more people who have close ties to the president. We'll likely know more later today about his final decisions and actions as president. Then his presidency officially ends at noon tomorrow, but the Wall Street Journal reports he plans to leave the White House in the morning. He and the First Lady will not be going to the inauguration ceremony for President-elect Biden. In fact, First Lady Melania Trump released her farewell message to the nation. In a nearly 7-minute video, she thanked military service members, law enforcement, and caregivers. The First Lady says all of them have inspired her since she entered the White House in 2017. And she also called on Americans to find unity in division, saying, quote, "Always choose love over hatred, peace over violence, and others before yourself." A senior administration official told The Washington Post President Trump also recorded a farewell address at the White House, and it'll likely be released today. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are kicking off some inaugural events one day early, including a nationwide moment of unity meant to honor those who have died from COVID-19. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the inaugural committee is hosting a ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Biden and Harris will be there as 400 lights are turned on all around the reflecting pool. Each one is meant to represent about 1,000 Americans who have died from the virus. At the same time, cities and towns all around the country are invited to light up their buildings as well and ring church bells. Already, we know some major landmarks will be taking part, like the Empire State Building in New York City and the Space Needle in Seattle. And the rest of us are encouraged to join in, too, by lighting candles and placing them in our windows. Then later tonight, Harris is speaking at a virtual event meant to celebrate the nation's diversity. It's called We Are One. The inaugural committee says it will honor acts of resilience, heroism, and more from Black, Latino, Asian American, and Pacific Islander communities. That kicks off at 8 tonight on social media and certain channels like NBC's streaming service, Peacock. Also, on the day before President-elect Biden takes over as the nation's leader, the work is beginning to get his team officially in place. Today, Senate committees will start confirmation hearings for some of Biden's top cabinet members. Kicking things off, nominees who could end up leading the State, Defense, Treasury, and Homeland Security departments. That includes Janet Yellen, who, if confirmed, will be the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary in the department's more than 230-year history, as well as Alejandro Mayorkas, who could be the first Latino DHS secretary, and retired General Lloyd Austin, who could be the first Black defense secretary. By the way, all those nominees still face a Republican-majority Senate for now. The two new Democrats elected in Georgia have not been sworn in yet. Reports say that's likely to happen tomorrow, but it could also be Friday at the latest. The FBI has started zeroing in on possible key figures behind the breach of the U.S. Capitol. So far, the Justice Department charged more than 125 people from all over the country on charges related to the riot. Most of them are individuals not accused of leading the charge. But now, the FBI is putting extra attention on more prepared, organized, extremist groups. For example, they charged suspected members of the Three Percenters. The New York Times says that's a militia group that came out of an extremist wing of the gun rights movement. They also charge people with ties to the so-called Oath Keepers. That one is described as a far-right militia group founded by law enforcement and military veterans. Both groups promote the idea that the government is plotting to take away the rights of American citizens and it must be stopped. So far, people connected to those groups face charges like assaulting a federal officer, damaging federal property, and unlawful entry. But expect more arrests and more charges filed as investigators learn more. Today, the death toll from the coronavirus is expected to hit 400,000 in the U.S. alone. It's a grim milestone that seemed unimaginable at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic a year ago. You may remember the White House coronavirus coordinator warned back in April that as many as 240,000 Americans could die of the virus. And at the time, President Trump described that estimated death toll as sobering. Well, sadly, even as we hit 400,000 American deaths, the numbers are still rising as fast as ever. The AP reports the 7-day rolling average of daily deaths is rising in 30 states and Washington, D.C. There is a small glimmer of hope, though. In the last 7 days, the number of new cases actually went down in 35 states week over week. So the hope is the death toll will start to drop as well in a few weeks. Plus, the vaccine rollout continues to pick up. Already, the CDC says more than 12 million Americans have gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. And President-elect Joe Biden says he's planning to send FEMA and the National Guard to help vaccine clinics across the U.S. get shots to millions more Americans. He wants 100 million Americans vaccinated within his first 100 days. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. You may have heard us talk about it or read about it in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, but we're excited to partner with them because 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available right now, exclusively, on BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. So if you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. And now back to the news. Well, the social media network Parler is back online, sort of. The platform now has a homepage on its website rather than an error page, and its founder told Fox News he hopes it'll be fully functional for users by the end of the month. Remember, this is the social media company that calls itself less restrictive and all about allowing free speech. But both Google and Apple took it off their app stores last week, and Amazon took it off its web hosting service. They all say Parler allows too many posts encouraging violence and crime. Parler has since responded with a lawsuit. But in the meantime, it's scrambling to get back up and running. The company's founder says he'll be posting updates to Parler's website, and the company is making significant progress. More travel companies are tightening security ahead of tomorrow's inauguration. For example, Expedia says it will not allow anyone to book travel who has been arrested for storming the U.S. Capitol. Plus, it'll be cross-referencing bookings against extremist watch lists. Anyone on those lists will not be able to make reservations through its site. The travel company is zeroing in on reservations in and around Washington, D.C., as well as state capitals. And this applies not just to hotel and airfare bookings, but also reservations made through Vrbo, previously known as VRBO. Yep, Expedia owns Vrbo, so it's cracking down on vacation rentals as well. The new beefed-up measures are in place through this weekend. Other big tech companies have concerns as well. For example, Facebook is no longer letting users create new events near Washington, D.C. and state capitals today or tomorrow. It also says it's doing another review of existing inauguration-related events to make sure they don't break the rules. An anonymous donor is spending millions of dollars to build up a new generation of civil rights lawyers. The mystery person reportedly gave $40 million to the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund, and the organization says it'll be using the money to start a scholarship program. It will send 50 students from across the country to law school. The program will offer free tuition and room and board. Then, in return, the scholarship recipients have to commit to 8 years of racial justice work after graduating. NPR says ultimately, the work could focus on addressing issues in the criminal justice system, housing and educational disparities, voting rights, and more. The new program is called the Marshall Motley Scholars Program, and people can apply now. Two national lottery games have made history yet again, with hundreds of millions of dollars up for grabs. No one won the latest jackpot again, so the Mega Millions grand prize is now worth $850 million. That's the third largest jackpot in lottery history, and the new numbers will be drawn tonight. The Powerball jackpot grew to $730 million, making it the sixth largest in history. Its next drawing is tomorrow. No one has won either prize since September, but that could all change this week, so stay tuned. nominations are in for the upcoming Critics' Choice Awards, and this year, two Netflix dramas, The Crown and Ozark, are the top contenders. They've each landed 6 nominations, including Best Drama and a slew of acting awards. As Variety reports, Netflix rounded up 26 nominations in total, the most of any platform or studio. In second place is HBO, which is up for 22 nods. That said, other notable Critics' Choice nominees this year include Schitt's Creek, as well as HBO's Lovecraft Country and FX's Mrs. America. The awards show is set for Sunday, March 7th on The CW. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Monk Pack. You're not alone if you feel healthy snacks can have a bad reputation because, well, a lot of them don't taste very good. But Monk Pack has found a way to make snacks that taste amazing and have close to no sugar. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain less than 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. They're my go-to for a quick snack. They have this perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, and yet they still manage to be soft and chewy. And right now, you can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com, that's MUNKPACK.com, and select any product, then enter the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious nutritious food you can count on. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And ahead of tomorrow's inauguration, today's trivia question is, what is President-elect Joe Biden's middle name? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, what is the oldest active volcano on Earth? The answer is Mount Etna. The volcano is on the east coast of Sicily, just south of mainland Italy, and according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, it's been active for about 2.6 million years. To this day, it erupts pretty regularly. Its most recent eruption started in 2013 and continued through last year. Its most violent eruption on record dates back to 1669, which destroyed dozens of villages. By the way, there are about 1,500 potentially active volcanoes on Earth. 169 of them are in the U.S., For example, there's Kilauea in Hawaii, as well as Mount St. Helens in Washington State, and Mount Shasta in California. Shout out to Sarah, Mario, Tia, Amber, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thank you so much for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. Be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to get new episodes for free every weekday. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.